Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the necessity of jihad and the virtues of striving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, morning and evening. Yesterday we did a hadith explaining that the reward of a person that's going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala rewards him so much that Allah ta'ala forgives every wrong of a person that is martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except debts. D-E-B-T-S, except debts. Why? Because this debts is something that's very, very serious. And we explain that ulama also take a broader meaning of debts here, meaning whatever rights owing to people that he will not be forgiven for, despite him passing away in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is also a serious thing, rights that are owing to people. Therefore, it should be a point of ours that every night before we sleep, we think that do I ever hurt anybody, have I harmed anybody, do I have anything owing to anybody? And what effort have I made to correct it? If it is, for example, monies that are owing to a person, and the person has got some understanding with the person that is owing money, then there's no need for him to call him, because there's already an understanding. But if it is some right of a person that has been taken away, if he has hurt someone in any way, before he even goes to sleep, he should pick up the phone, ask for maaf, try and correct the situation. So even if maut has to come in a person's sleep, he'll pass away in a condition where he's owing nobody nothing. Why? Because under this explanation ulama give of debts, is it doesn't refer to a person that's already making an effort to repay the debt. Allah Ta'ala will forgive him, and Allah will make up, that debt is not paid off from his estate, Allah will make up for the person that is being owed the money on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will make up to that person. So that person won't even claim that amount on the day of Qiyamah, because this person's already started making an effort to repay that debt. So therefore, trying to repay debts is not a small thing, it is very, very big thing. So in today's hadith also, it has a similar meaning, showing us on one side the reward for a person striving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other side, it also shows us that how serious this debts are. An Abi Qatada radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qama fihim fadhakara anna al-jihada fi sabilillah wal-imana billahi afdalul a'mal faqama rajulun faqala ya Rasulullah أرأيت إن قتلت في سبيل الله أتكفر عني خطاياي فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعم إن قتلت في سبيل الله وأنت صابر محتسب مقبل غير مدبر ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كيف قلت قال أرأيت إن قتلت في سبيل الله أتكفر عني خطاياي فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعم وأنت صابر محتسب مقبل غير مدبر إلا الدين فإن جبريل عليه السلام قال لي ذلك رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو قتادة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood up amongst them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood up amongst the Sahaba, and he mentioned that jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala and iman, belief in Allah Ta'ala, were the best of actions. So a man stood up and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me, if I am killed in the path of Allah Ta'ala, will that expiate my sins? If I am killed in the path of Allah Ta'ala, will that wipe off all my sins? Look at the thinking of Sahaba. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Our thinking is so accustomed, or our thinking is so linked to dunya, that these questions don't even come into our mind. That if I do this action, what will be the effect of my gunas because of this good action? Now that was the thing that was troubling this person, that if I have to be killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will that be a means of my gunas being wiped out? So this was the question of that sahabi. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that yes, if you are killed in the path of Allah ta'ala and you are patient, expecting Allah ta'ala's reward, advancing and not fleeing, then this will be your condition. In other words, the question that was asked, if I am killed in the path of Allah Ta'ala, will that expiate, will that wipe off my sins? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes. And he said, if you are killed in the path of Allah Ta'ala, you are patient, expecting Allah Ta'ala's reward, advancing and not fleeing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, what did you just ask? So after he gave the reply, he paused for a while, and then he asked this person again, that what did you just ask? So this person repeated his question, and he said, that tell me, if I am killed in the path of Allah Ta'ala, will that expiate, in other words, will that wipe off my sins? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said yes. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is replying for the second time. He said yes, if you are patient, expecting Allah ta'ala's reward, advancing and not fleeing. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the second time, he added these words. In other words, you got all these qualities in you, that you are patient, you are expecting the reward of Allah ta'ala, you are advancing towards the enemy, you are not fleeing. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added this, except for deaths. In other words, this was your condition. You had patience, you were expecting reward, you were advancing, and you passed away in that condition, that will be a means of wiping out all your sins, all your wrongs, everything that is against you, it will be a means of wiping out, except deaths. So the second time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, except for deaths, and then he added, Jibreel alayhi salam told me this. In other words, Jibreel alayhi salam came and informed me about this. This is one speciality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If there was anything that needed to be corrected, if there was anything that wasn't said complete, Allah Ta'ala would make it such that it would be corrected in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that our deen becomes complete. This is a protective mechanism that is in our deen. So yeah, Rasulullah sallam answered the question the first time, but he didn't mention the part about deaths. So Allah Ta'ala had sent Jibreel alayhi salam to correct Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to complete it and to add this part about deaths. Anyway, this hadith shows us the serious nature of debts and the importance of a person paying his debts and paying his dues. Therefore, we should all try to get out of this credit lifestyle where everything we want to borrow, everything unnecessarily using the credit card, everything a person wants to buy and he wants to pay later. This lifestyle is not the lifestyle of a Muslim. A Muslim, as far as possible, should try and live within his means, and a Muslim, as far as possible, should be content with what Allah Ta'ala has given him. If we got the ingredient of contentment, then we won't keep looking to advance our lifestyle at the expense of credit. But the person will be happy with what Allah Ta'ala has given him, and he'll be content, and then he will obviously save himself from so much of difficulty as far as debt is concerned. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.